If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
I'm Laura Mora.
And it's Chinese Kitty.
Hey, girl, hey.
Chinese Kitty in the flesh, not just on Zoom.
On the Zoom call.
That was wild, but yeah.
We had a good Zoom.
Listen, we was thugging it out during them Zoom days.
Yeah.
Man. Shout out to COVID.
Wild. Well, you now have a song out, Boy Ain't Mine.
Yes.
It's a vibe. We've all been through that. Have you ever been friends with somebody who was dating your ex?
Yes, that's what the song was about.
Right. Oh. So in real life, you have.
Actually, it wasn't my ex. He was my man at the same time.
Talking about after. We know that.
After. That oh, okay.
Let's just say your ex started dating somebody and then you ended up like befriending this person.
I don't think I ran into that yet, but I have met a lot of people that went through that situation.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
No.
One of my ex-boyfriends cheated on me and then the girl like tried to befriend me.
That's weird.
Yeah. And she was like trying to meet up and stuff like that. And I was like, no, I don't want to meet you.
Would you want to compare notes, bitch?
Like, right.
I don't know. It was very, because it wasn't natural. I could see if like y'all met and then it was like, oh, she's cool. And y'all, you know, whatever. But I didn't even know her. What happened was I was dating him and she was his ex-girlfriend. So she went through his phone and saw that he had been texting me and called me and then like was telling me all kind of stuff. And then she was like, let's meet up. And I was like, no.
Oh, yeah. No, but I know girls like that. She probably was trying to like throw you off.
Right.
Like and make you not want to date him no more.
Yeah. And then sometimes we judge men based off of like who they dated before.
Yeah, I definitely do. Do you do that?
Yeah, I do. I do. Because I look at it like if you date anything, you don't see the value in me. So.
Like he'll date anyone,
right? Yeah.
But listen, that's true. Last time you were on Lip Service, we talked about this. You had a friend that was dating your man.
Yeah, not dating, slept with,
and had a baby.
Ooh,
mm-hmm. Crazy. That was like one of the messiest situations I've ever had in my life. Period. So,
how'd you find out?
She did this whole like Instagram reveal. of her being pregnant, and she didn't say it was him, but it, whatever she said was directly to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody else knew what that meant, but I did. So,
and that's how you found out?
And that's how I found out. And I asked him, and he denied up and down.
Of course he did.
Yeah. That's crazy that at that point.
Until he couldn't, because she was taking it everywhere, but he still to this day hasn't claimed it.
Which is oh my gosh, there's a whole person involved. Who do you fault more in that situation? But like, because you know, people would say, well, it's more his fault, that was your man, or it's more her fault, that's supposed to be your homegirl, it's supposed to be...
But I feel like both those situations is crazy. Like, both of y'all knew, and both of y'all was...
They definitely are both at fault.
Yeah. I would do both.
Did you continue to speak to him after that?
I did.
Oh, why?
Speak to him or sleep to him?
Both.
You know what it is.
circle back.
Let's be specific here. There was a little circle back.
And to the point where I was like, nah, I can't do this.
Right. It's like, too much.
It's too much. It's too much. You got the blogs going crazy. I got to look at that every day.
Did she ever apologize?
Okay. No, she has me blocked. I'm blocked.
She blocked you?
Yeah. She blocked me. I'm blocked.
Wow.
Okay. Well, that was a very active lip service, by the way, when you came on. Yeah. But you were very honest about the situation.
I was. You know what's so crazy? I didn't think that it was going to go outside of like this. I thought it was going to be like, you know, we have a conversation.
Chat with our friends.
But I guess people already knew.
Right.
So they took it and posted it everywhere, which is insane.
Now, then you had another situation where this guy, you posted about it, took back a watch.
My AP, yes.
Yes. And you said you actually paid for half of it too.
I did. Oh, no. I did. What happened was, is the guy that I was dating, I started dating him before that situation, but like we were broken up when I was dealing with the other guy and the girl with the baby and all that. But I had went back to my other ex, which is the one that bought the AP.
Oh, you backtracked.
I was about to say you I backtracked.
Yes, I do, which I need to stop. But I backtracked, and I think that him seeing the other situation made him a little crazy and like super insecure. So like everything that I did from there on was like, I don't know. I just feel like he just went crazy mode.
All right, we got to break this down. Okay, first of all, why did you end up paying for half the watch?
Because when I first wanted the watch, I just met the guy.
Okay.
So I told him that I wanted this watch. And you know, when you first meet a guy, they're more like,
right.
I just kind of started messing with you, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to go buy it and just give me the other half.
And it was $150,000.
No, it was not. I don't know who made that up.
How much was the watch?
It's only $50,000.
She said only.
Well, it was $50,000. And at the time, I just got signed to the label I was dealing with at the time. So I took half the bread and he gave me half the bread.
That's still really nice.
So how was he able to take it back then?
Yeah, now that's the next question.
Did he buy you out? Did he take the watch and give you $25,000?
No, he did not. Actually, no.
Did he steal it? Where was it?
It was damn near like a steal.
It was like, okay.
I'm not going to lie. I'm be completely honest. I went over his house backtracking again.
Oh, my God.
When I had no business to, and I forgot the watch there.
Oh, that's okay.
I forgot the watch there at his house.
She ain't getting this shit back.
Yeah.
What do you think you did with it?
So it's kind of your fault. You forgot it. How do you forget an AP?
But, I mean, if you're still dealing with the person.
You wouldn't think that.
That's crazy. I would be so hurt. If I thought that we were, like, still cool, why would you do that?
Right.
But I guess he was holding on to whatever.
He was butthurt.
Yeah.
He was in his feelings. You know, guys be in their feelings sometimes worse than we do.
Absolutely. Way worse. They spiteful. They do all types of foul. Yeah.
So how did you never get it back? Like, so you just asked for it. Where's my watch? Like, what happened?
Went crazy. You know, you'd be doing all the threatening. Like, when I see you outside, But no, I never got my watch back.
What do you think he did with it?
He says he still hasn't. So
I would have tried to go double back again just to get my watch.
Oh no! You know that was my fear. That was my number.
That was
one
I was going to ask
fear.
That too. Did he give it somebody?
That was my number one fear.
Did y'all see
like
recently?
If I see this on another
the
girl,
purse with the purse.
Yeah. Wait, what? What happened?
This girl's this guy stole his ex's purse and gave it
to
his girlfriend.
New girlfriend, and the new girlfriend and her mama allegedly were sharing it and didn't want to give it back.
she had an air tag on in it.
So she went and pulled up on the girl with her mama and the mama was like, well, can't you just get another one?
Yeah.
She didn't realize that the air tag was in the purse.
I guess
she didn't realize that it was a YSL. But she didn't realize that it didn't come with a box and a bag and tags and dust.
People don't care. I remember one time a guy, he definitely stole these earrings to somebody. When I was in high school, he gave me some earrings in his hand. Like, I was like, thank you.
That's crazy.
Thank you. And that's exactly what she did. Thank you.
She brought it like, I mean, sanitize thank you.
But okay, so that's interesting. So you know, I
so maybe
try to
one day you
back.
Might get it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't know do what he did with the watch, but he still contributed in other ways, which is very weird.
Did it have insurance?
No, I did not put insurance on it. And I feel like for his manhood, he feels like since I posted that, he doesn't want to give it back.
Now he's never giving it back.
Now he doesn't want to give it back. Because now people will be now like, oh, so you gave her back the watch?
You'll get it back eventually.
Because he's like, she's going to do another post like, got my watch back, sucker.
Yeah. That's like, why he don't want to.
Now, let me ask you this. What if a guy gave you a gift that was someone else's before? Would you take it? And let's say it was really nice.
Ooh. What, like a watch? Or
yeah,
something?
Let's say it was like a really nice watch, but it
or
was somebody else's.
What if it was a car?
I don't know.
Oh, that's a good one.
A car. I don't know.
What if it was
but
like a
that
Bentley?
Has happened.
Go ahead, tell us.
I might drive around with it, but I wouldn't feel like it's mine.
But you're still going to drive it, though.
Maybe for like 2 weeks. But I have had that happen to a really close friend of mine.
Tell us what happened.
She is dating somebody who's actually like really famous in the industry. And he took back her car, her Birkin, her Chanel bags, and then like reposted it on Instagram and was posting it on Christmas. But who's the mystery person that's reopening these gifts? I don't know. But
trifling. On Christmas?
She did send that to me, and I was like,
"That is awful. I wouldn't want nobody's." Oh, but I guess people.
I had to turn down some repo red bottoms before. I'm good.
What size
you wear?
I don't
want that girl's shoes or her bag. It was more than just shoes, but okay. I knew that it was.
Yeah,
you know, because bags are one size fit all. Shoes. So he was like, "Well, I, you know, it's some stuff that's you want," and I'm like, "No, I don't want it.
That's terrible.
I don't want that girl repo red bottoms."
Yeah. He should have just sent them to like the secondhand store. Because I can't wear nobody else's shoes.
But why can't a man just let the girl go with it and just move on?
Exactly.
That's what I want to know. Like,
a gift is a gift. Yeah, I'm not coming back and snatching my chain back like T.I. did Nunu.
But how do they even say it? Do they come to your house and say, let me get them bags that I bought you, please?
Yes.
Or do they go in the closet and go take it?
Snatch and they get snatch and grab. And they.
That's whack.
Really?
Yo.
I smack the shit out.
That's
them.
So whack.
I had a guy ask me for stuff back. I give it back.
Can I have my coochie
what?
Back?
Why? You gave it back?
Because it wasn't that dope.
Can I get my coochie back?
That's my number one answer.
Can I get all of this?
It wasn't nothing else fire.
Back. Yeah, no. Like,
oh, all right.
This wasn't just me just
I can't get my time back.
I also
back.
Felt like he was just asking me to try to like hold on to have something to bother me about.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
how people like want to keep on bothering you about something, yeah. so they'll make some shit yeah. up and they'll be like, yo, let me get this back. Let me get
like,
this back.
Here.
Can I get this back? I want, all right, here, take stuff back.
That,
now
that,
you guys
that really
to me.
Right.
That
yeah.
But
back.
You don't yeah. care. And you're like, here, take it. And it wasn't wow. that fly. It was like some little whack necklace.
Come on, Nunu.
It was terrible. I mean, I was young, so it wasn't that big a deal, but I was all like, right. here, take it. And you can't ask me for nothing else now. So
yeah.
What about, is there anything you ever gave a gift? Like, have you ever wanted to take something back from a guy? Let's just say you bought him something expensive and then you found out he was cheating.
I feel like I have bought gifts and then found out they were cheating. But at this point,
it's a loss.
It's a loss.
It's a write off.
It happened to me, actually. I remember when the new, what was it? PlayStations just came out like 2 years ago.
The phone was not easy to get.
Something that was not easy to get, which he said, I got the link. So just send me the bread. And it was a stack, right? Okay, whatever. Then this guy had the nerve to post. But it was something like, how good is your game or something like that? And he posted two of the PlayStation.
Oh, my goodness.
So he got
another
so he got somebody
and
else
and then claimed it was for his brother. But yeah, no, he, yeah.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah, I was
trying to use that. What's the most expensive gift you ever gotten a guy?
I bought my ex, I mean, it's expensive, but a $5,000 bracelet.
That's
and
a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Yeah.
He ain't want it.
What?
He ain't want
what
it.
He didn't want it.
What?
It's the same guy with AP.
This guy's a lot.
Right?
He is a lot.
We no, gonna beat him. Like we gonna jump him when we see him.
We gonna go jump him.
What do you call let's go jump him. Like
let's
that.
Go right now. He's a lot. He didn't want it because he felt like, I don't know, maybe he's just being his feelings a lot.
Sounds like it.
He felt like it wasn't worth what I put him through, I guess.
It feels like you like him.
I do.
See? I can tell.
And still.
Because the way she smiles yeah, when she talk about mm-hmm. him.
Oh.
How long were you guys together for?
Well, we've been on and off for like 4 years now, so.
So it's back
we've
on?
We've been on and off, so.
It's on for right now.
See, I knew it. So where is this watch you guys are on?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think I'm ever going to get that watch back, but he has done other things.
Okay. So, he's like, you need that watch.
You need to get this watch back. I feel like it's just the principle. I feel like you need to turn some tricks.
Turn some tricks.
get half of your money back.
Now, let me ask you, why do you like him so much? I want to know. Like, why is it always, what is it about him?
I feel like we just built a stronger connection because he's like, he knows my son mm-hmm. and he's like a part of my child's life. And then we just been through so much. And I feel like he kind of understands my life more okay. than like me dealing with like rappers or athletes. I'd be feeling like those would be like cute flings, but mm-hmm. I feel like we have like a deeper connection.
Okay. So. Mm-hmm.
How do you know when it's appropriate to introduce someone to your son? Like, what is your, what's your rules for your, you know?
I feel like I have to know that person is really here for right. me. And it's just not something that, okay, we're having fun. We go to the club. We get fucked up. But I feel like it's got to be, our like intellectual talks got to be real deep before okay. I could be like, oh, this is my child. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah.
I met her son, just to put it out there. He's so cute.
He is so cute. Yeah. I see him.
He is right so cute.
He's not listening, just for anybody who wants to know.
He's in the building, but he's not in the room.
Yeah, right. He's not here.
All right, now I want to ask y'all something. Jasmine gave me a bonnet the other day because I needed one. Do you have sex with a bonnet on or do you have to take your bonnet off?
Off.
Oh. I'm not gonna lie, I've had sex with a bonnet on. I've had sex with the Meek Mill braids. And I had sex with a cap on my head before too.
The ball cap? Shit.
Yeah. See, ooh. With the dude I'm talking about.
Oh,
see,
wow.
That's the type of thing you got.
Yeah. I definitely take my bonnet off, but somebody that I'm dealing with for a long time, I'm sure there's been times I kept whatever on. Like,
yeah,
I don't know if I could suck dick with a bonnet on.
No, I don't.
I've attempted to, and it got snatched off. So.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know.
I've taken it off.
Did it feel weird, or you just didn't care?
I just didn't care. Because okay. under it was looking more crazy, so.
See? That's one of them.
Because a scarf, I think, is fine. Yeah, but a bonnet, just be feeling like. You know, I don't know.
It's not sexy.
Like, it's not sexy.
What would Monique say?
Right.
No, but I feel like if you're with somebody for a while, I feel like there's going to be a time when you're going to mm-hmm. have that bonnet on. You're just be like, fuck it.
Right. Yeah.
Because you guys are used to it. Yeah. You like that at that point. Yeah. So there's no.
I like your hair short, too. You cut your hair.
Yes. All up under here. It's short. I got tapings right now.
Okay. I mean, you look good like this, but the short haircut is really cute.
It's really cute, too. I like balance. Like, I feel like the short hair for when I got those moments and then long hair for other moments.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job
job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com. Where America goes to hire.
And they always say you're going through something when you cut your hair. So were you going through something?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely was. I feel like last year I kind of was in this crazy spiral mode. And I feel like I kind of made a lot of wrong choices. And then I think it was like right after New Year's, right before my birthday, I was like, I'm going to just cut all my hair off. Because I just want a new era, new me, new everything. Mm-hmm. So I definitely did it for that reason.
That's terrible when we feel like we're making them wrong choices and we're like, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
Definitely been there.
Was it like career or was it relationship type things?
I would say both, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was going to say more like relationship things. I think I was just like dating whoever, doing whatever.
Have you taken any lessons away from the hard times?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So that's when you went?
Huh?
That's when you win.
That's when I win?
The win is when you learn from the hard times, the mistakes, the bad decisions.
I agree.
When you learn the lesson and you're able to take that on and move forward in life with the lesson you learn. And that's the W. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What was the biggest lesson you learned from all of everything?
I would say to believe in myself more because I kind of got to a point where I just didn't feel like the girl that I really am. And I was just making like whatever choices, if I might see the next girl do, or like some of my friends would tell me like, girl, go fuck with this person, that person, da, da, da. And then you get all those things done and you're like, what just happened? 6 months just went by and I made like, you know, like what type of choices did I make? Nothing really was moving forward for me. Mm-hmm. So I felt like after the last crazy thing that I did, I was like, no, I gotta realize who I am.
Know your worth.
Know my worth.
Add tax, shipping, and delivery
know
charges.
Know my worth. And I feel like I've just been moving way differently now. Like, way different.
That's good.
So,
and it's hard to be, like, a pretty woman in this business, too. I can imagine that you... It's harder to try to, like, get those features and ask for stuff because... It might be like, I want her in a room. And then what?
Mm-hmm. And then how is want me in another room. And then it's like, when you know, when you say no, it's more like... Well, you know what I'm saying? You just know that they won't say it out their mouth, but it's just like a different movement, energy. Mm-hmm. So,
That sucks.
Well, look, I'm glad because the boy ain't mine is great. And it's a real situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're like, this is,
and that's another win out of a bad situation. Yeah. So.
And it took a while for this song to come out. What was the delay?
I was more scared of the sample.
Okay. Yeah. That's true. That's a big sample.
I was going back and forth for a minute, and I was just like, you know what, I'm just gonna put it out. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, okay, well, we didn't hear it. No. But you know, you've had some great wins too. Rolling Loud,
yeah,
that's like your home right there. But they're not doing New York this year, right, for whatever mm-hmm. reason.
Because New York be wildin'.
Yeah, that's too many, I guess,
y'all are rough here.
Yeah. New York be wildin'.
Yeah. I mean, Miami's wild, too.
I was about to say, people get shot in Miami?
Yeah, I think in comparison. Oh, yeah, hold on. First of all, let's toast to you. Hold on.
Oh, okay, yes.
Congratulations to Chinese Kitty. Oh,
and
better choices.
Yes.
Boy or mine. You know what I'm saying? We got to make better choices. Now, somebody was telling me the other day, you know, certain things we feel like are bad luck, right? And he was like, you know, it's bad luck to have sex in the car. Have y'all heard that before?
I've never heard that before.
You guys never heard this?
Never.
It's something I always heard growing up. If you have sex in the car, it means you're going to like crash your car.
What?
I've never heard that.
I can't believe you guys never heard that.
I've never heard that, but that happened to me.
Wait, what?
But you having
sex in my car, uh-huh. in the same car that I like totaled.
How long after did the accident happen?
Maybe like 2 months. Mm. Damn. But I mean, I never knew that, though.
Was it your first time having sex?
Let me Google it.
Yeah, I never heard about that.
I can't believe I never heard that.
When I was younger, but it wasn't my car or his car. So
whose car was it?
My parents.
I was going to say his mama.
My mama car.
Sex in the car is overrated, too, I feel like.
It is.
Very much so.
Yeah, it's not the best.
No, that's not true, because then I had sex in another car, and that car was never crashed.
It probably depends what type of car it is, like how spacious is it.
I've had sex in the car one time, and it was good, but we were driving. Like, mm-hmm. he was literally driving, and I climbed on top of him, and we was both driving. I was riding and driving at the same time.
Okay.
You like living on the edge.
It can't be like a Civic.
He was pushing the pedal, I was steering. But I was riding him.
So you...
I was like riding him cowgirl, reverse cowgirl.
Oh, got it.
Wow. Oh, so you could see. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
We were doing I-95 North in Miami. It was like 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning. I had just left the strip club. It was wild times.
Lord.
Can you even... Fire.
Can you orgasm like that?
I did.
Because I feel like it's too distracting. Like,
we never had sex again after that.
Imagine somebody driving next to you. Because
I felt like it was so good. How can we top that? So, yeah. That was the end of us. It was great.
Damn, you didn't want to try?
The adrenaline, probably.
It's the adrenaline, yeah. I think so. Yeah.
I mean, it was just a fling. It wasn't like it was like somebody that I was like
right.
seeing
okay.
like that.
Okay, no big
it
deal.
Was a hoe in a different area code type situation.
That's a great memory.
But I think that's true. Yeah. Sounds like something I want to try.
It's on some speed camera somewhere.
Can you imagine?
So are there any superstitions that you guys have when it comes to sex? Like I told you, that was one always. Like for me growing up,
they always say, well, I hear a lot, if you have sex on your period, that you're trapping
that person.
So you're putting a trap on the person.
Wow.
Okay.
I've never heard that.
It's like putting period blood in the spaghetti.
Or they see if like a man sees your blood, it's like a ritual or something like that. I've heard it from
you know, people
guys.
Will be like, yeah, if you put a little period blood.
Ew. In the spaghetti?
Mm-hmm. What about any other, have y'all ever heard any things like about...
I don't think I've ever heard of any sexual superstitions.
No sex superstitions?
No.
These are the first time. This is the first
time
I've
heard it. I mean, the period and the spaghetti, but that's not really sex.
Wait, I never heard that either.
What is the one where bad sex, if you don't look me in the eye when we cheers, that means it's going to be
bad
sex.
Yeah, I've heard that.
But people
or if you break a mirror.
Right. Yeah.
That's 7 years of bad sex or something like that.
What?
That's so specific. 7 years.
Right? I know.
Right. And it's always 7 years.
Right.
I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, how important is sex to you? Will that keep you coming back?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No hesitation on that.
Have you ever liked a guy that had like a medium sized dick or like not a big sized dick? Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was still good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about bad sex? Like if you like somebody really a whole lot and then y'all have
real
sex
bad.
And the sex isn't good, are you staying to try to fix it or are you just like, I can't deal with this?
I'm like 50-50. Most of the time, no.
But like you really
I
liked
really
him.
Really like sex.
You really liked him, and then you finally had sex with him, and it's like, wah wah.
Or what if he comes too quick? What if you just take your clothes off, and he's like,
Okay, I'll give you another shot because maybe he was a little excited.
Andrew, hold on, he's like, what?
That's funny, but I don't know. I'm sorry. I really like
so
sex
is important.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I think it's important too. People could say in a relationship, it's not about that. But I think like in order to have like the deepest connection that you can have, it is important.
Very important.
Like how many times a day or a week would you want to have sex?
I would like sex twice a day.
Okay.
Oh,
that's but I feel like most guys be so tired. Yeah. I don't know.
They can only go one time and then they be like, good for the day.
Yeah. And then they be talking all this and then it be.
And not.
Then they fall asleep.
Right.
Or they be like, I need 10 minutes. And then fall asleep. I need
that's when it's new. When it's new for like the first 6 months, they could do totally, whatever. Yeah, and right, then after like a year, 2 years, is
sleepy.
That dick is accustomed to Chinese kitty. Chinese kitty.
Chinese kitty, kitty.
Yeah.
Chinese
what about kitty, guys kitty. Loud in the bedroom? You like that?
I do. Mm-hmm. Yes, I don't know why. I do. Because I feel like it turned me on. Like, yeah. I want to know how good it feels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Silent sex is weird to me.
I don't like it.
Yeah, like make a noise. It's okay.
Hello.
Make a
noise.
Breathe. Right here. Yeah. Are you alive? Right. Are you breathing? Like say something.
Make a face. Do you like it? Something.
Yeah. Make a noise. Grunt.
But it's also moan. Nice when you have to be quiet for whatever reason.
Well, yeah.
That's
when you
fun.
Sneaking.
When
but,
you're like,
yeah. But when you can make all the noise you want to make, don't be mute. Make that noise.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what's really fun? If he's doing something like he's on a call and then you're
oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah.
Everybody knew what I was saying before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, yeah, but that's the sneaking, and that's like the adrenaline rush sex. Like that's the sex that we shouldn't be doing, so we know it's gonna be good because we sneaking it on it. Like,
have you ever been tied up during sex?
No, I haven't gotten. I don't know. People be talking about all those bondage, and I haven't got there yet, which is weird. I need to.
It I'm glad like, that you yeah. said not yet.
Not yet. I want
and
not, to.
And then she said I need
I
to.
I want
right.
to. But
yeah, I like that.
I don't know. All the guys that they be acting like they too hood. And
yeah. In due they time. Don't want to experiment at all. Hood guys don't be liking nothing. You put your hand on it, they be like, oh, watch out.
Right.
Like yeah. they be so uptight about everything.
Mm-hmm. I need to find my t-shirts.
Oh, watch out.
Yeah, yeah, you need God to find forbid you a, touch their nipple.
You need to find you a
they'd be like, bro.
Sexually open-minded
person.
Versatile guy that's willing
I
to try
met
like
those
toys.
I need to though.
Blindfolds and handcuffs and wrist restraints.
Strangles. Yeah. I don't like that.
What? Did you guys see the guy like that strangled the woman while they was having sex and she died?
Yes.
Like, at that's what sad. Point do you not see her not breathing anymore?
But she's black. Yeah, because some people like to black out. They say that's like
that. Yeah, people I mean, have like safe codes and shit like that.
No, I don't like that. Like, I don't mind.
I'm dying.
Right. I don't mind a little bit.
Pressure. Right.
A little prep, but I don't
But I want to breathe.
Yeah.
And I want to live.
Yeah, because I feel like I look stupid getting choked. During sex,
it's nothing cute about it.
I want to breathe.
With your bonnet on.
You're like, you're getting jumped in your bonnet.
Terrible.
With the bonnet, no, the sex is just terrible. Yeah.
What about sex in the shower or in the bathtub?
I feel like it's overrated.
Overrated.
I feel like it's overrated.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
Very much so.
I'm not into it.
You can start there.
Yeah, you start there, and you're like,
you got to make it to the bed or to the floor or something. Yeah, get me out this water.
Yeah.
What if you think you've ever been with a guy who's bisexual?
I don't think so. You know, but that's wild.
Yeah. Have you, Gigi?
Gigi, I think has.
I have.
Look,
I think I
have too.
I'm not gonna lie. I think I was with one person.
I think I have
because it was the things that he would say out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Like,
I've never seen him actually do anything. Like one time, I don't even want to say it, but one time he asked about another person, and he was like, "Do you think he get mad bitches?" And I was like, yeah. He was like, you think he into niggas? And I was like, oh.
What? You think he might be into me?
It gave that.
Like, yeah, that's
like,
what I'm saying.
That. And it was like a fling thing. So it wasn't like I was really looking into him, but it just.
Yeah. That's kind of different. That's a different question.
Yeah.
No, we were thinking about on that TLC show that Gigi just watched last night. Mm-hmm. Right. What was it called again?
Seeking Brother Husband.
Brother Husband. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what they do with each other, but, you know, he lets her. She has two husbands or a husband and another guy.
Yeah. Well, a husband and a boyfriend, and she's actively dating. And there were different scenarios. It's kind of like a 90-Day Fiancé. You know how they have, like, the different couples. So it's kind of like one of those shows.
And I feel like a lot of people are sexually
fluid. They have different couples that tell their stories. Yeah. But, you know, I have this theory, and I've had this theory for quite some time. I just feel like there's so many women who are openly bisexual and who enjoy sex with other women that it's impossible for there not to be any men who feel the same way.
Yeah.
Like, we doing so it, y'all doing it too. Now, I'm not saying every guy, of course, but there's, because every woman isn't, but there can't be that many of us and not any of y'all. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Balance.
And I feel like in this day and age, it's like people are like, I'm sexually fluid. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so
I'm just not secure enough to deal with a guy that I know, because I feel like I don't I feel like I can't please
you. I feel the same way. Like, I
understand that you like both. I just feel like I don't have enough to give you.
I feel the same way. I'm going to go toe-to-toe, tongue-to-tongue, clit-to-clit with any bitch. But I don't got no penis to be competing with.
I go clit-to-clit.
Yeah.
I ain't got no penis to be competing with a man.
How do y'all feel about guys? Would you ever date a guy that wore nail polish?
Clear, but not.
No, I'm talking about like black. Black.
I don't really think that's a big deal.
I don't think that's a big deal
either. I
feel like
it's a new trend for all the rappers and athletes. It's not attractive to me.
Have you dealt with a guy that wore black nail polish yet?
No, but a guy has tried to talk to me that has. And I wouldn't say I would say no to him, but I just don't find it attractive.
Okay. I also know that it's like a rock star thing.
That's what I was thinking.
I know people that wear guys who wear nail polish and they're artists.
I don't tell him that. I think I would just be like, just not into him like that.
Yeah.
Because it's weird to me.
It's definitely different.
Yeah. But I feel like it's more common.
It's becoming more common. Yeah.
It is.
People are more into their like rocker,
fashion,
grunge, fashion.
Like guys have nail polish lines. Like they're putting out, men wear makeup.
They definitely wear
makeup. I'm not into that.
And waist trainers.
I'm not into that either.
And Spanx.
And purses.
Not into that either.
Yeah.
And purses.
Well, yeah, it started with
definitely
the purses.
The man purse.
It started with the purses.
They swear it's not a purse. It's a purse.
It is a purse.
I did used to wonder, what do men put all their stuff in?
Phone, charger.
They put it in their wallet. Money. They pocket in their jacket.
Because you got to have your phone.
They used to carry them little Crown Royal bags.
I'm not going to lie. My dad used to have, like, he would take the
Crown Royal
shoe bag.
Oh, the duster bag.
Dust bags. And he would put all 50 phones in there.
Yeah.
Whatever he got to put in there.
Now,
they went from that to putting them in fannies and putting them across their chest.
Got it.
Yeah. But yeah, no, he will never do the purse. But most guys these days that do be carrying whatever on them is the purse now.
It's purse. I think they should have something nice, like to carry their stuff in.
Yeah, the man purse doesn't bother me.
It doesn't at all.
It bothers me.
It don't bother me.
It does.
It bothered me at one point, but I think this was because this guy gave me vibes.
The cherry on a sundae.
Yeah. And the way he was so careful. It's how they carry it too.
The one time, I'm not gonna lie, I was tight. I had got a purse from Chanel. And
it
was the one with
purse.
The LED light.
Yes.
And then Young Thug had it
on stage.
I was like, I feel like
that
I can't
wear this
anymore.
That was an expensive ass purse too, Angela.
I know. And she was that I wore it like one time. And then I was like, damn it, why he got my purse? Yeah.
Nigga, show
that's
you
definitely
out.
Thug's whole vibe. I feel like he's the only one that could get away with it.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way.
kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right. Now, do you remember your first time falling in love?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. I was like 17. Oh. And that relationship was too toxic. Mm-hmm. It was.
Mm-mm. At 17, what was toxic about it?
He was just way too just hood and just he had no ambition. And where I was trying to go with my life, he was just trying to bring me down.
What did you think you wanted to do at 17?
Go to school, like the regular basics. Shit. And he would be like, oh, what you going to class for? Like, I don't know.
What you doing that corny class shit?
Right. Yeah, it would, and you know how you'd be algebra. So in love, like, I don't need that. And I dropped out of school.
What?
Wow. Yes, because I feel like he was my biggest influence at the time. Right. And
that's definitely toxic. How much older was he than you?
Uh-oh. He was 26.
Oh, okay. Shit.
I was 17.
Your parents must have been so disappointed when you dropped out of school.
Yeah, my mom wanted to be my ass. But I kind of like fake ran away, didn't speak to them till mm-hmm. I was like 19.
It was all because of this guy?
I was living with him, yeah.
Why did you guys end? What ended it?
I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't say I take back anything in life, but he was the starter of my life. I feel mm-hmm. like because he was fake, in the industry, he was friends with a rapper from Harlem or whatever. So I used to be in that little limelight at 17, thinking like, oh, this is the wave, you know. Mm. And then I think I just wanted to be somewhat in that lifestyle. So then I was just doing whatever. I started dancing mm-hmm. at 18. Well, like 17, turning 18.
And then he encouraged that.
He didn't encourage it, but it was like, whatever. Mm-hmm. So then I was like fake paying the bills and he was taking advantage of me and I was only like 18 years old and I would come home to 100 bitches I was young and I didn't have my mom or anybody to rely on.
Right.
So it made me this like crazy like girl that had to get it on her own.
Right. That's a lot to deal with at 18, 17. 18.
And it made me the girl that I am today because it like just threw me into the world. Like right there, like I'm dancing, I'm paying bills, I don't really have family to rely on because they're not messing with me right now. Right. Yeah, so that's how this whole thing started. So then I started dancing, then I started bartending, then I had a baby, and then mm-hmm. I was like, okay, fuck this. Let me go back to what I really know. My mom was in the industry, this, that, and the third. I want to rap. Right. And that's how my life started. So
how did you go back to your parents? Like,
I went back to my parents when I was bartending. Mm-hmm. They was not with the stripping shit, like, mm-mm.
Right.
Mm-mm. Why did you stop stripping and go to bartending?
One of my uncles at the time saw me in the club and was like, we not doing this. Mm-hmm. We not doing this. It's so crazy because he was like, I know a guy at Starlet's. You could work there and work your way up. That's how my whole life started. Like, mm-hmm. So I was dancing in Atlanta because I would go back and forth. I was at Follies, this old club.
Yes, Follies.
You know, I've been in Atlanta. I know all about it.
Okay, so mm-hmm. I used to work there and he came in Follies and I was like, oh my God, so embarrassed.
Follies was the move, yo.
It was at the time. And then he was like, no, we're not doing this. He was like, I could get you to work on Wednesdays at Starlet's.
And that was when they had they were having something, the star tenders.
Yeah. So yeah, that's when like it was like Bernice and Grace D.
And the star tenders used to make more than the dancers.
Yeah.
At Starlet's.
Oh wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was then, a big deal.
That was like New York culture. Yeah. That the bartenders made more money than the dancers.
Sheesh. But the guys
still is like that now.
It was like a feat to be able to date like one of the star tenders or to go out with them. Remember Drake used to go there all the time.
Yes, I do remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So star tenders. So how was that at Starlet's?
It was good. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was good for the moment. Then I just grew out of that.
Right.
Like, I just feel like I have a bigger purpose. I don't want to keep arguing over guys and who's Dallas. Short on the money. Mm-hmm. And then I'm... The thing with that is, like, you're in beef with a girl every day. Mm-hmm. Oh. Damn near. Like, yeah. Yeah. One girl something. Feels like, this is my ex or this is my baby daddy. You don't even know. Mm-hmm. Then you got... You fighting with your own partner. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't. It's not my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then after I had my son, I was like, I just can't do it. I refuse.
So when did you know you was going to be a rapper?
I would say after I had him. And I had him at like 21. Mm-hmm. 22, going to turn 22. And like I said, like my mom used to work for The Source. She used to style people, this and the dirt. My dad, his name is Nitty. So he's the one that used to be, well, now is back with Nicki Minaj and all those people. So
the whole family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I felt like this is something I grew up my whole life. I've been surrounded by the music industry. And I'm like, I used to play rap, used to be in the studio, this and the third. So I'm like, this is something I want to try. I think I could do it. Mm-hmm. And then I did. And I was like, at first I was playing. Then I was like, no, actually, I fuck with this. And then I turned around to love it. And I've been doing it ever since. So.
And I also feel like, I mean, like you said, you had your family and everything that could help you with that, but you lived a life already.
Yeah.
And that's good, I feel like, when you have stories to tell in your music.
Yeah.
What would you say has been like your most personal song?
Most personal song would be this one, Boy Mine, and the one before that, which is Been Poppin'. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in that record, I just kind of talked about being a mom and coming from what I came from. I used to dance. Now I'm rapping. Mm-hmm. Not only am I a girl that is getting to a bag, but I also have a real life that I have to juggle. So,
fun fact, we used to be neighbors.
Me, you?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
In Atlanta?
In Cliffside Park.
Oh.
Across the street from Nesanoko.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the reason why I know that is because, not that I was stalking you, but the reason why I know that is because my daughter shot a video for you in your apartment.
Oh, yes.
Back in like 18.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That was Kitty Walk. Yes. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my daughter.
Which Kaya one? Napri.
She looked just like me. I'll show you a picture of her later, but
her
name is Kaya Napri. But yeah.
That was like my first, one of my first
It was
first
in
songs.
The early, it was beginning of your rap career.
Yep.
And she was so excited at the time. And she was like, oh my gosh, Sheila's right there. Like, that's we lived crazy. In the next building over.
Yeah. Small world. Mm-hmm.
How accepting small world. Were people of you early on, like when you decided you wanted to start rapping?
It was like, I don't think they was very accepting at all, if I'm going to be completely honest. Because I feel like I was pushing this, I'm a bartender role. And then when I was like kind of disgusted with that lifestyle, I just switched and started putting out music. I feel like for a lot of girls that was in the same limelight as me, like I didn't get no love at all. Like still don't to this day. But I feel like for like a lot of DJs and stuff, like I feel like people wanted to see consistency first before they could just sit there and be like, you're really doing this. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So I think it was definitely a challenge to get people to understand that I'm rapping.
What do you think was the moment that you was like, okay, it's happening?
I would say when I did the song Thought Box. which to this day, everybody be like, you need to get back in your bag like that. And I'm like, I just rapped it. But I feel like that's when a lot of people were like, oh shit.
Right.
You did your thing on this. So she's serious.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was the moment.
I'm sure everyone knows this by now, but how'd you come up with your name?
I made my name. I don't know why people be thinking it's so crazy, but I just made my name because I am half Chinese. Mm-hmm. And people always used to call me Kitty growing up all the time because they would say I was mysterious, blah, blah, blah. That was the name I had. So then I just made a Twitter before I started dancing, before, and I was like 17. And I just came up with the name Chinese Kitty. And then when Instagram first came out, I just kept that. And then what's crazy is when I started making a name, I changed my name to like China Hing. Okay. And they were like, no.
Go back to Chinese Kitty.
Told me no. Yeah. I like the Chinese Kitty. You got a ring to it. Yeah. And it's just been that ever since.
How did your parents get together?
Young love.
Okay.
Young love. My mom used to be outside. and my dad is a very popular guy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they just linked up. Yeah. So
they crossed paths and it was on and popping.
Yeah.
Because my dad's Chinese and my mom is black. But they used to work together in a department store. So when they were teenagers.
And your mom is Chinese?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. But we're mixed though. We're from Guyana. So it's like a melting pot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she's like Chinese and like a couple other things. But my last name is Hing. So it's like we just been running with the whole thing. But she kind of looks like me, but just way lighter. But she grew up in Brooklyn. So it's like, it's not like a regular Asian girl. It's like a Asian girl with a lot of spice to her. So
have you been to Guyana?
No, I have not been to Guyana.
I know you want to take that trip.
Yeah, they booked me for Carnival when COVID, before COVID happened. Damn. So and then it happened and it was like a dub. And
so you got to circle back.
Right.
I have to. I said I'm going to go this year. I'm going to go this year. So
have you ever been a side chick?
Yeah. I have.
Sounds like something you're not too proud of.
No. I don't, because I don't want nobody to be a side chick to my situation, but I have one with one person.
Okay. And did you, did you know? Did you go into the situation knowingly or was it something where you found out after?
Yeah, I was in a situation.
And found out after. And was just like, fuck it, I'm here.
And then it's like, not even. It's more like he was so manipulating that it's like he made it seem as if this person really didn't exist.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So. I think after a while, I was like, is he lying? Oh, I don't really care. I'm blinded. I'm stigmatized. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, I'm like, I'm about to be fighting you, her. This.
She found out?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
So, how did she find out?
I don't know.
She probably went through his phone.
I don't know. But it was definitely calls on my phone. And wow. I feel like it's a little bit too much for me.
When that happens, are you honest? Like, yes, I am fucking him. I did not know. You know, because when a girl calls
Barbara, this is Shirley.
You could either tell the truth and be like, yes, this happened, or you could cover. Because sometimes we know women.
I'm more.
Right.
I'm more like, I mean, I'll let you talk before I talk. And I'm not about to sit there and spill all the tea. Mm-hmm. But I do take it with a grain of salt because I don't know. I just never want to be in that situation.
Right.
So, which I have been.
Right.
So I kind of be like respecting women when they say, like, you know, I don't know, it's just a little weird to me.
You think all men cheat?
I do.
Wow.
I do.
No hesitation.
I do. I feel like at the right moment, if it's given to them, they will take the opportunity.
If they think no one's gonna find out.
Yeah, no,
I feel like it depends on how much access the men has.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think most men cheat.
Yeah, because if a man has access to anyone and has money and has all these things and everyone loves him
That's the problem.
In high demand. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard for that kind of man to say.
Do you guys know a man that don't cheat?
I do.
And that's why I know at this point most. Because y'all know, remember before, I used to be like, oh, man, cheat. Oh, it ain't no way. But I feel like I've learned. Somebody told me different. I saw with my own two eyes. Right. That there can be a faithful man.
Yeah, so, I don't think all men cheat.
So that all went to most for me. But I do think, like Angela said, given the opportunity.
Yeah, no, Jasmine said that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Given up, like, yeah, no, but I don't think I don't think all men cheat, but I think if they have access, a lot of them would.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever cheated? Mm-hmm. You have to say yes into the mic, Chinese Kitty. Can't just nod your head. She's like, I don't want to see this out loud.
I have.
Why did you cheat? Like,
because it's the same thing. Like, it's the access. Like, right. It's like you could be in a relationship with somebody, and then it's like, this person who has number one hit record, hot song, is like, and I don't just go after just because he hit me up. Like, I'm talking about, like, we'll be just thirsting. Like, I want to give y'all, well, where you at? Let's hop on the jet. Da, 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 da. And then you'd be like,
you see her face right now.
Right.
Especially so if funny. Your man
that was a meme.
Not uh-huh. doing those can't things. Do that. And you're like, I love you, but damn, this man is offering me shit I ain't never did before.
Oh my god! Like,
How do you explain that to your man?
Pete the Fifth.
What do you say? Like, where you're going? Like, I'm with her girls.
Right. I'm booked and busy.
Yeah, she never got caught, so you just keep that one to yourself.
What kind of excuse? I have got caught. That's why I got my AP took back.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, no, but I don't get caught. I don't cheat. So I'll just say that.
Again, but it happened in the past.
You learned your lesson.
It happened. It happened.
Sheesh.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com. Where America goes to hire.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You think, so you're back on with this guy. We'll call him AP.
AP, right. Yeah.
So you're back on with him. So do you feel like this is it? Y'all have been through a lot together. You feel like, okay, I'm on this journey now. I got a song right now that's popping. I'm freestyle. I'm doing this in the club. I got a project coming out. I need to have like a good guy in my corner. Is that how you feel about him? Or do you feel like I focus better when I'm single?
I do focus better when I'm single. Mm-hmm. But I am giving him the benefit of the doubt. So if he does right by me, I'm going to do right by him.
That's okay, so it's up to him.
It's really up to him. Because if you do something dumb, I'm gone. I can't.
Because sometimes your relationship could be damaged where both people don't trust each other, then nobody's giving like it their all.
Yeah. No, but we are giving each other all, but I don't think he trusts me. I don't trust him. Mm-hmm. And it's a little too much sometimes.
Do you think that you could call up any of your exes if you wanted to and still smash?
Yeah.
Any or all?
All.
Period.
All. Same. I don't want them, though.
Period.
I feel like if you was an ex, you...
No. You be circling
girl
back.
Girl, bye, because you definitely yeah, circle back.
No, I only circle back with two people.
That's enough.
But all, okay, so other than those two people, all the other exes, no.
They out there. They out of here.
No, yeah, I don't want that.
By the way, we got a nice mention on her song Lit that French Montana was on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Lip period. Service, you know.
Yes.
So how did you get French Montana? Like, how are you and French Montana have such a good relationship, too?
I would say from the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I met a lot of people in the nightlife from me just being a bartender. Mm-hmm. Not when I was a stripper, though. But and I feel like them seeing me grow into an artist is like, shit, she's really doing something with herself. And I feel like the respect kind of more came from just like, okay, let me try to put her on. Right. You know, like it's a new artist. And I feel like that's the way French came at me. He actually DM'd me because I was previewing a whole nother song mm-hmm. that I was working at the time. And then he was like, yo, that's fire. Yo, let's get in the studio. Let me hear some of the songs you got.
That's nice.
Yeah. So I pulled up and most of the time, guys be on bullshit. Like, and I honestly thought going into that's how French was going to be. But it was not like that at all.
He
like,
was working. Really he was ready to work.
Was that's more dope. like a family, brother, uncle mm-hmm. type of vibe. And I played him Lit Bitch and it already had Fabio on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because me and Fabio just always been friends or whatever.
Brooklyn.
And mm-hmm. exactly. And then he was like, oh, I'm hopping on this. And hopped on it right then and there.
That's dope.
That's awesome.
And I was honestly in shock. I'm not going to lie. I was in
shock.
I
know. We putting this out.
Right. Yeah. I was in shock. But yeah.
And what other DMs have you slid in to get some work done? Like, who are some people that you've been like?
Oh, like, yeah, you should work with me.
This because we want to call them out now so that they can respond.
Right.
I did just slide in somebody's DM the other day and we just did the record. Too Rare. I don't know if you heard him.
Too Rare.
Too Rare. He's like a young Philly artist. They're in that whole little drill Jersey bounce wave. Mm. So he's like up and coming. So mm-hmm. if I'm going to slide in somebody's DM, I kind of want it to be more of a mutual thing.
Okay.
More like me sliding in Drake's DM like, yo, do a record with me. I mean, right. I could, but... I like to balance. Yeah. Like okay. I like to take things where like if I'm at this level, I want to work with somebody. It's like, mm-hmm. and then I do like to work with people that's bigger than me too. But I kind of be feeling like we cross that bridge when we get there.
Okay, that's nice. A different approach right. than the DMs. Right. In
yeah.
other words,
yeah.
What are some of the best DMs you've gotten?
some really cool guys. I feel like. I did have a really, really, really famous guy hit me up and was like, yo, your record is hard. And at first it threw me off, mm-hmm. but I was like, what the fuck? I couldn't believe it. That definitely was exciting.
Okay. And do you tell your man, like, if a guy tries to slide in your DMs and holler at you, or is that something you just keep to yourself?
I'm keeping that to myself. Mm-hmm. I'm girl. Keeping that to
right.
myself.
Yeah. Right. Because you're just trying to start a war, Angela. You just trying to get in trouble.
Because sometimes you'd be like, man, look who just, you
no.
know.
No. No, ma'am. No.
Some people feel like they got to tell their man everything.
If tomorrow I fly out, it's going to make you uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So.
You're going to think it's him.
Put that heat on yourself.
Yes. You're trying to add a target.
Now, what about being with a guy who makes less money than you? Does that matter to you?
I think so. I know I sound superficial, but I feel like the work that I put in, I want somebody that put in just as much work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm one of them girls where I work my ass off, so I don't want to be with anybody that's not working as mm-hmm. hard as me.
But working hard and making money is two different things.
But she says she don't want to buy with less money than her.
No, but I'm saying, but working hard and making money is two different things.
Yeah.
Because you could work really hard, but...
She wants somebody to work smart, too.
You know.
I mean,
but work hard and
I mean,
smart.
Would y'all...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me personally, no. I'm just saying.
I feel like the kind of money I make sometimes is not realistic. I'm not a rapper, but I feel like sometimes what I have sometimes is not realistic for... the average guy sometimes it's
I just feel like for me it's a lifestyle thing
yeah
and like if you can't meet me where I'm at or take me further then we can't really That's how. Now, maybe when I get to the M's like Inge, I might feel
right.
Different.
Well, you know, right. I don't but, have to move.
But I ain't got there yet. My feet. So
yeah. We'll see what happens with this next deal. Because
period.
You know.
Period. But yeah, I just personally feel like, you know, if I can provide, and I've gotten to the point where I had my lifestyle provided for me, and now I'm able to do the same things on my own. Mm-hmm. So I take pride in coming through that transition and being where I am today.
Yes.
So if you can't meet me here and you trying to take me down here, like, I'm.
What if he runs a nonprofit? So he doesn't make a lot of money, but he does a lot of amazing things.
Right. I'm not taking care of nobody.
Yeah. Well, that's not taking care of somebody. No, they can saying, take care of themselves.
I'm just saying I'm not taking care of anybody. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm not taking care of nobody. But I don't know. I feel like if I meet a guy and his game is like super crazy and like maybe he's just like so fine, I might.
So looks matter to you a lot?
Yes, they do. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm one of them people.
Like, what's wrong with that?
I went through a phase where I would date an ugly guy maybe because I wanted something or whatever. But I'm in the phase right now where.
Thanks for the honesty. I love that.
I know.
So you've never fallen in love with an ugly guy?
No. No, I feel like all the guys that date is just mad. They look good. Because I want to wake up and look at you and be like.
This is a good decision.
Yeah.
I'm not really like, I don't really care that much for a look.
I feel like I was in a place.
I want the sex to be good.
Have you ever woke up like, so let's just say when you was dating like some ugly guys and looked and just been like disgusted.
Disgusted.
Yeah.
Disgusted. Like, why?
So I had like a really fine guy, but the sex wasn't good.
Right, that sucks.
That happens too. No, he gotta go too.
And it was like a lot of passion and everything, but it never was just like enough. Blow my back out, just fuck the shit out of me.
Can you have it all? Has there ever been a situation where you have had it all? Like you said, I mean, the looks, perfect. The sex, the money.
And not the loyalty.
Right.
And that's a part of all.
Had, oh, yeah.
There's
no,
always
I've never
a missing piece to the puzzle.
I've had a guy where he was like spending on me crazy. He looked so good. Sex was amazing. But that nigga cheated so crazy.
Disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
Oh, man. Is it easier to forgive cheating in a situation like that?
I wouldn't say forgive. You always have it there, but it's easy to just try to patch it up and like
move on.
It's easier to forgive cheating when the sex is really good. But then you can't stop thinking about it. You're like,
you forget,
right.
You forgive, but you don't forget.
Yeah, right. And then you be having the flashbacks like, I just want to beat him up so bad.
You'd be like, I'm not sucking his dick. I don't know who else's mouth was here.
Right.
And you're like, I don't want him putting that dirty mouth on
right.
me.
He probably just came from that bitch and came over here, probably didn't even clean his dick. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
Have you ever been with a guy who didn't eat pussy?
I feel like Yeah, I was. And then I was like, nah.
You wasn't.
It's a deal breaker.
Yeah, like, no, I can't. That is like number one to me. I'm sorry. I might as well be a lesbian because that's like number one to me. But no, that had to change within like 3 weeks. Like, get it together.
Oh, so he did it. You got him to
do it. Yeah, no, he did it. But he was claiming that he doesn't do it.
Oh,
and,
gosh, come on.
Yeah, stop it.
Grow up.
Stop it and get down there.
You like, told him he has to do it.
I'm like, no, I'm not. And the sex is whack if you don't do that. Like, who just wants straight penetration?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's foreplay.
That's insanery. Like, to me, that's crazy.
You know, they said the majority of women can't orgasm from penetration alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you also, you agree with that?
Yeah.
I do.
So, but you can you orgasm during sex?
I have moments where my body will start shaking. Okay. But I feel like.
A real good orgasm is going to come from oral stimulation.
Yeah.
See, I have the best orgasm from penetration.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. There's a different feeling. Yeah. It's a different type of orgasm.
Yeah, I get like this like goosebumps, body change, but I feel like I like come from oral sex.
I feel like my pussy goes like
Can you have multiple orgasms?
I don't think I've experienced that yet.
Are you a squirter?
I don't know. No.
Me neither.
Not yet.
Every woman could do it. It just take the right penis to pull it out of you. Pause.
I've never squirted.
So I went with someone for a very long time and thought that I just couldn't do it. And then somebody else made it happen. And then I learned how to make it happen myself. So yeah, there was a time when I thought I wasn't a squirter.
So but you could just squirt by yourself.
Teach me.
So I can
your way.
So I can squirt during masturbation.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Do you do that while you're alone masturbating?
Yeah. If the orgasm is intense enough, it's going to squirt.
My first time squirting was from the top. Like, I was riding him. And he was like, damn, you ain't tell me you squirt like that. I was like, boy, I peed. I felt like I peed, but it was my first time, and that's when I learned that it wasn't.
He told me,
he's
like, you peed on me, and I'm like, no. Yeah. And then years later, I was like, oh, that's what happened.
It is me, yeah.
Is there, besides squirting, what else haven't you done that you want to do?
I feel like in the situation that I am right now, he will not let me eat his ass, and I want to.
Oh.
Go ahead,
he just
girl.
Won't let me, though.
He won't let you.
Why do you want to do it?
Because.
He's never had it before?
No.
And you've done it before?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One time. And I feel like, I don't know, for me, I just like to do all types of wild, crazy shit.
When you did it that one time, because I've done it and I'm going to do it again and again. But when you did it that one time, did you feel a sense of like power?
Power, yes.
Because you got them in such a compromised position, pun intended. And it's like, talk about having a man by the balls. Like, you really got him in such a vulnerable state.
Yeah.
And it's the enjoyment that you know you're providing.
It makes me feel so like,
yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get your AP back if you do that.
Mm-hmm. He won't let you.
He won't let her do it.
You might have to sneak up on him. You might have to catch him.
No,
he one of them.
One of them push us. Okay. See, hey,
but why he drunk?
Listen, a man will bop you over the.
Yeah. This is why he was drunk. He just so big on, I don't play them type of games.
Yeah, he one of them.
Because he's scared. He don't like it.
Don't even push the issue because he's not going to let you do it.
I might get punched.
I promise you, he's not going to let you do it.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
He might get violent. Don't even try.
Yeah, no.
Damn, that's funny that you want to do that, though, and that he won't let you. No, I would think a guy would be like, okay, I really. Mm-mm. And you
have
probably really
want to. Have you ever wanted to do that?
Right.
No. But I also don't like it done to me.
I don't. Yeah. I don't
when
like
you
it
did
done
it that
me,
one time, I'm sorry. What did he ask, or you just tried it? It was just in the moment, or was it something that he told you that he liked?
I feel like it was more like, it's so weird. I was giving head, and then like he just started doing this.
He lifted
scooting
up
in his.
Somebody else do it, so let me do it. But yeah,
that's the unspoken.
Yes. And how long do you stay down there, and how do you know when to stop?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Good question.
It's
Angela.
Like, I mean, I know you're not gonna relate to this, Angela, but it's like eating pussy.
Yeah, apparently.
I don't know though. Do they enjoy that a little bit too much?
They enjoy
got
it.
Moaning, yes. Like, yeah, like mad loud.
So would they enjoy it. Just,
did you put a finger in there too?
No,
or your tongue?
Would you? Yeah,
you put your tongue in it.
Yeah, that's it. But I feel like if he likes a tongue and he likes it that much, he probably would like a finger.
Yeah, he would probably. That's usually what comes next.
A finger?
Usually.
Yeah, and then it's like the reason why they call it brimming is like once you do insert a finger, you don't have to go like deep in and like penetrate.
Around the rim?
It's like around the rim, mm-hmm. You could feel like a little like
suction.
Feel this.
Why is Gigi like using her finger as a butthole?
Cause that's the same feel. So if you like rub like this, Jasmine, okay, like, saying come like, here, and you rub like this, like that? As if you're playing with his, like if as if it was a clit. That's why I say it's like.
Let me do it again. Let me see where.
So right, she gonna try this.
Right, you feel that right there, that rim, mm-hmm. Right there.
So she usually is like a doctor.
I don't know how to rub like a clit. I'm having something.
All right. Do you like spread it open?
You can, but so the point that I'm getting to with this is almost as if you're.
Is it up? It's up.
Up and come here like this.
Okay.
So you have to
but come right here. At the rim, right here.
Okay.
So the amount of pleasure that they get from just that one move, I'm talking about his whole body would tense up. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe it'd be easier for you to try to slide a little finger than first.
No. Before, he's
no.
Not.
No.
He would
that
not.
Part,
he's not.
Definitely.
No.
This is the same man
that
didn't say, ma'am, yeah, he didn't
don't
eat
listen
pussy.
To her.
No. This,
well, he does now, so you never know. Right.
Don't
it's
get
been
by.
4 years.
Don't
I've
get
been
by.
Asking all the time.
Kitty.
No,
let's wait for the next dude.
You should go.
Who wants to get hit?
Don't get like, by.
Yeah, put your finger. It's not AP in here.
It's not worth it.
No, but yeah, I feel like if for me when I did do it, like I don't know, I just got wetter, more
yes.
Like intense,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
More like
yes. It makes the sex
when you were seeing his video.
Yeah,
did he come from it?
Ugh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was making all types of like, I'm about to die faces. Like,
right, but were you jerking him off at the same time? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That probably is amazing.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That shit sounds like a lot of work. Fingering it while you sucking his dick. It's the most intense orgasm. I mean, you know, it's a lot going
on.
But
that's so much power, though.
It is. Like, that's the whole thing. For me personally, and that's why I ask, because I say this when we talk about it every time. It's a power thing for me. Like, why do you like it so much? Because it just gives me so much power. Like, because
you never see a man in control. Vulnerable.
Oh, and especially if you can get him on hands and knees.
Female faces.
If you can get him on all fours.
So that's what I said. So do you guys flip like their feet, their legs over there? Like,
oh no.
I don't want them on the edge of the couch like this. So then you down here. Or they hold their own legs up like this.
Yeah. They be holding their legs.
Well, or from the side like this.
Okay. You gotta open your mind.
I'm trying to think who I deal with or dealt with that would do this. Like,
you
I don't
never know.
They
would be surprised.
I say like
start sucking that dick and play with his balls, and if he do like this,
then you
gotta pay attention to that.
I need to just get out the shower. Right. Like, it's gotta be a planned situation.
Yeah. I feel like you gotta just like slide the tongue down the gooch, and if he's okay with it and don't stop you, then that probably means
I'm gonna try it. Just like try and see if he would.
I'll report back to you guys. Give me a few months.
Since you said it's like eating pussy, have you ever eaten pussy before?
She has.
Oh my gosh.
Do you like it? If you don't say no right away, she's like, she has. Do you like it?
I don't know.
You don't know if you liked it?
Or if you did it?
No, I did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I like it. If
you like eating ass, you gotta like it.
I thought ass and a vagina is different.
So right? Which one would you rather different. Do?
A man's ass.
It's different, but
I don't know. I have this weird thing of like attachment to females. Like I don't know. It's so weird to me. I don't know. I get this like weird feeling. Like if I'm making another girl feel good, it just makes me feel weird.
Uncomfortable?
Uncomfortable. Like, I don't know. I think I just like being a girl so much that it's like, if I'm eating another girl out, I feel a little like I'm the man in the situation. Okay. I don't know. It's weird. Okay.
You don't mind being eaten out though.
No, I don't mind.
Do you do threesomes? Have you had threesomes with your guy that you go back and forth with?
Yeah,
with the AP. Okay.
I've had threesomes. Okay. I don't usually be the one doing it. I might like just lick for 2 seconds.
Do you pick the girl? Or does he pick the girl?
If he ever picked a girl, he would get shy.
Oh, I'm telling you, that's the rule of a threesome. The girl has to pick the other girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're like, how long you knew her? Like, was this something?
Well, or maybe it's weird to me because I've tried it with my friends. Mm-hmm. And I'd be feeling like, I don't want to see all that with you. Like, you're my friend.
I would be uncomfortable. I couldn't do that with my friends.
Right. Maybe that's why I'm uncomfortable with it.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah. Because I feel like I've had threesomes with other girls, but I was like completely drunk. But I feel like when I do be like semi-drunk and I'll be with my friends or like my homegirls, it made me feel weird.
Yeah, maybe not the homegirls next time.
Next thing you'd be like, girl, you want to go get a drink?
And then I got to see you after. Yeah. And then we got to talk about family stuff. Like, no,
Well, listen, Chinese Kitty, I just want to thank you so much for coming through. Last time we did it on Zoom, and you were really fun, and I just knew in person it would be next level. And you don't disappoint.
Right.
Okay, that's good.
Very open.
Good
job.
You do not disappoint. Mm-hmm. What can we expect now? You know, Boy Ain't Mine is out, but what else is going on? What's the whole project? What's the plan?
Yes, I'm going to be dropping soon. Actually, next week, I'm dropping a new single called Spin the Block, and I'm just going to be dropping.
Oh, it's how it's so real.
Right. Spin the Block to me.
We know the views behind
that.
She
writes her own raps. I just want to put that out there.
This is my Spin story. Me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm just dropping mad singles. I got merch coming soon too.
Okay.
You know, that's pretty much it for now. So,
We like
for
it.
For now. Well, hopefully, I'm in movies and all types of stuff next time I come.
We see it.
Yes.
We see it coming.
Yeah.
When she do a song about eating ass, we're going to be like, that's real.
Yeah. she wrote that shit.
Girl, call me so we can put that one together. I got you.
Well, Chinese Kitty, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We had a good time with you.
Yes.
Lip service.
Cheers.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear. This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.